The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Aruna Kibira is in the house. I will go on a short break. This is the opportunity of me going on the short break now. Call a friend, call a family member. I'll tell them that there is the need for them to get connected to this platform right away. And when I return, it will be an exclusive session, or let me say educative session, between Aruna Kibira and myself. Don't change this channel. I will be right back.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Please join me in welcoming Aruna Kibira. Aruna Kibira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. Global View Capital Limited is a trading license holder of the NGX. Aruna, you are welcome. Okay, we go into business straightforward. Looking at the market last week, if you ask me, I would say it is a mixed bag, kind of, in the sense that, yes, looking at what the market did year to date, 19.24% in the broad index, all share index, and the market capitalization 23.16% year to date. But for just last week alone, it was 2.61% in the all share index and 2.61% in market capitalization. But volume actually declined tremendously. There was a significant difference of 80.52%, and volume is very important in knowing the performance of the market. Deals also was down by 24.90%. Value, now talking in Naira and Kobo, was down 60.11%. That was also substantial by any measure. Number of gainers for last week, they were 49 as against 56 in the previous week, which was a decline of 12.50%. Losers was 32 against 26, which was a decline of 23.08%. But if you now look at, despite all this, we relating the number of gainers against losers, there were still 49 gainers against 32 losers. So, see, I need to read out this. When your news person comes on air to tell you all share index, there is the need for you to understand the use of those indicators or indexes. Otherwise, that segment of the news becomes useless. When you see volume, it tells of the quantity of shares that exchange hands. We are not here to just inform you. We are here to impact knowledge. There are those that are watching now. I'm sure you probably even know more of the market than me. But I can tell that majority of Nigerians really don't understand the market. And so it becomes our responsibility via the instrumentality of mass media to educate the people. That is what Aruna, myself, and Malam Kurfi, when it comes to join us, anytime he comes around, okay, well, this is what we have to contribute as our own quota to the financial emancipation of you, okay? And so the deals, the number of times those trades actually took place, okay, and value in Naira and Kobo, the total amount that entered into the market. So seeing this type of indicators, it tells you that last week more money, okay, left the market as against the money that entered the market. It means that the volume traded, it means that the number of trades actually slowed down. So Aruna, I put it to you, tracing this because, again, technically speaking, the concern of an analyst, a researcher, should be what were the factors behind this? Maybe if you can tell us.
Yeah, I think what I would first of all say is that the week that you were analyzing last week, I guess there was exceptional aptness, exceptional strength.
It was actually the week that ended the month of April.
And it was, there was a deal in between Flour and Mill and Honeywell, about 6 billion, which was consummated at 420 cover. And there is this new terminology in the market, XWOOT, stock worth over 1 trillion. I think we saw some gains in it, like Seplat gained 16.5% during that week, and Boa Cement also gained 10%. But another thing that we want us to look at, the week we are looking at is a week of 3 days trading. There was public holiday for Monday and Tuesday. And you know, before the week, there was this information that the week was, the holiday was going to run to Wednesday. So a number of people were actually not prepared for the week.
All right. And so because of that, conclusively, you are saying that there are no issues with the market.
No issue.
There's no need to panic.
3 days, that is, you can see that the volume that would have come between those 2 days was cut off. And Seplat was marked down this week.
This last week?
This last week. And you know it's one of the stock, whatever I want to learn. Anything happen to them, whether up or down, it will affect the market negatively.
And again, negative, the kind positive of transaction in Honeywell Flour.
Yes, that happened the penultimate week. It did happen last week.
And so such transactions don't come every day.
That's why I say it's exceptional. It comes once
in a while.
It is
not supposed to be part of our discussion now, but what is really happening between Honeywell and Flour Mill? Which will be the preferred equity?
I would have, if anybody asked me, I would have said Honeywell, because one, they have three options. It's either they issue shares of Flour Mill for investors in Honeywell, and I believe they want to do that, the market will help them to adjust the price. That is one. Then again, even if they do that, then if they want the Honeywell to run, stand alone, then they will bring their managerial expertise
to Honeywell.
To Honeywell.
And that is not to say that Honeywell proud now has not been properly managed.
You see, it has been properly managed, but I can still remember one time we were shouting Honeywell, Honeywell, and actually we saw the growth in any per share, but the dividend payout was very meager. I don't think they will bring that one into practice.
But Flamies, so it isn't as if they pay anything, their dividend yield is not always anything much.
Because the price of Honeywell has gone up. In relative to price of Honeywell, I believe the Honeywell will begin to pay correct dividend, and the NEC yield will be bigger because the price is still within.
So whichever way, I think investors in Honeywell stands to gain.
They are better off.
But let me also say this: if you look at what has happened now, if I'm not mistaken, I know that Mr. Obao Tudeko cannot be anything lower than 70-75. In age. And this was a company he nurtured to maturity, brought to the exchange, got it listed. And from what news item did say, because again, I did not hear from the horse's mouth, but from what I read, just as much as you read, it was a transaction in excess of 22 billion.
You see, one of the things that I want us to show, and I do know that there was a facility of Honeywell to First Bank. That one has been cleaned from the book, so they can pay good dividend.
See, that is why I like this program that we do here, okay? We'll come to talk more about this. We still have a lot to do, and I want us to cover most of this before Shegun begins to say, Abayomi, it's time to go again. Let me quickly say this. Access Corp announces successful closure of $50 million issuance of green senior unsecured notes. They also concluded they are restructuring, formally and officially. According to information that hit the market in the course of last week, Access Holdings PLC has announced that its banking subsidiary, Access Bank PLC, has successfully priced a $50 million step-up green notes due 2027 in the international capital market via private placement. The US dollar offering represents the second green bond issuance by Access Bank, following its double Naira green bond issuance in 2019. Now talking about the conclusion of their restructuring, the managing director, Herbert Wigwe, did say this at the closing gong ceremony last week on the floor of the NGX. What did he say? Today's event marks a major milestone for us as we evolve from a traditional banking institution into a full-fledged financial services provider that will create an ecosystem of financial services for all Nigerians to benefit from. This is the exchange that made Access Bank, and we thank the exchange for its continued support over the years. Herbert Wigwe at the NGX closing gong ceremony last week. After this, I'm very sure that Access Bank will still come to the market to announce one thing or the other. Don't you think so?
Well, if there's the need, and if they know that they have the capacity to absorb it.
Why do you think that people are seemingly shying away from the stock of Access Bank?
Maybe they feel that the balance sheet is levered, it's highly geared.
If you are highly geared, does that not show that really you are working?
As far as they are not overtraded, there's one thing I want to say. You see, I think some time ago we shouted about Presco, we shouted about Como, we shouted about Anywhere. If we are shouting about asset, it's not as if we collected a dime from asset. Figures don't have emotion. It is what we are seeing that we are talking about. Yes, in the world, there are people that are risk averse. They will think that maybe their books are highly geared, then they are highly leveraged, then they shy away from it. But as like you said, it is not a sin to borrow. As far as you are making return higher than the cost of fund, there's no sin in it.
If you are running a going concern institution, if you are not borrowing, it means you are not thinking. Gospel truth.
Yes, as far as returns is higher than cost of.
I don't know. Do you have an idea of what the last dividend yield of Access Bank looked like?
I think
that dividend payout.
I think it was that total 1 naira, 70 and 30 cover.
All right. Now, if you are buying Access at less than 10 naira, and then you are most likely going to get something in excess of 1 naira dividend at the year end. 10% dividend yield in any market, can we say that is rather low?
That there was a time that even 10% was considered high in that particular market. I don't think that is low.
Don't worry. We'll continue to follow up on this. For those who know how to discover a company early or a stock early, Access Bank is good for you. We'll find time to talk more about that. Okay. So what stock do you think one should consider this week, Aruna?
Well, if you ask me, I would have said Nigeria Breweries.
All right.
Because why it touched 74.90 and came back to close 70? Since it has touched 74.90, this possibility of going back to stay close at 74.90 during the week. And Presco. Presco has not declared their first quarter payout, and I think there's going to be a 1 for 10. So we see there. Then NACO. NACO also paid 40 cover and 1 for 5. The 50 we have been talking about are probably Access. Why will I say Access? I think, we say it like the way we're talking about 50, nobody look at it. The day Access is going to take off, we'll come back here to say, we said it.
And I'm telling you, the takeoff is going to be like when a jet takes off.
It's just going to catch up with those that they consider to be in the same class as at that time.
Okay, to round off, we look at losers last week. The market was led, talking about losers now, by O&O, 11.75% decline. I thought the market was expecting their result, and then there was this renewed interest.
You know, the market was very funny. After the meeting, they told the market that after the board meeting, they are going to release their result to FROC before releasing it to the market. But they also wrote and tried to explain the possible effect of COVID-19 on their earnings and the protracted shareholder dispute. That was what the market saw, and
is in a class of its own. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned, and particularly if you took the time to invite someone to watch the program alongside you. If you did that, God will bless you. Aruna, for your time, I say thank you. Please make sure that you call Aruna. Don't just call him. Make sure you open an account with him. He will trade for you. Okay? And my team, I say kudos to you. You are the best. I've got to go. Until when we shall be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, Abayomi Obabolejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.